Welcome to the Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark. I trust you've had a good first week of January walking with the Lord. You know, God is getting ready, I think, to do great things in 2024. Two things that God spoke to me by the Holy Spirit that He wants to do in 2024 is God wants to go big in 2024. In other words, God wants to do great things in 2024. The other thing that God spoke to me is God wants to restore in 2024. God wants to restore everything the enemy has stolen and destroyed. And I talked about these two things in my last message. But this week I want to talk about fasting. Because a lot of people and churches in America fast during the first month of the year, during the month of January. And a lot of churches, including my church and most of the churches I know, encourage the people, believers in the church, to go on a 21-day fast. And we get the example of a 21-day fast from the book of Daniel. And Daniel was a man who fasted and received great revelations from God. He knew how to interpret dreams, and he had great understanding and insight. In Babylon, he was one of the wisest men in the whole country or empire of Babylon. And he was wise because he spent time seeking God for wisdom, in other words, that he may be able to be an effective leader in his country and in Babylon. And we know that Daniel, in Daniel chapter 10, we see one of Daniel's fasts where he fasts for 21 days. And the reason he says he fasts is he wanted to get understanding. And Daniel had read about a prophecy in Jeremiah where Jeremiah had prophesied that Israel would be in captivity for 70 years in Babylon. And Daniel wanted to get understanding of what the prophecy meant and how what God wanted them to do. And so he set himself on a 21-day fast to seek God for understanding to what they were going through and the problems they were facing in Babylon. And so that's the main reason we get fast is to get understanding. There are a lot of people that fast because they want something from God. And there's nothing wrong with asking God for things. But it's better to get wisdom and understanding. Because oftentimes we fail to come into what God has for us, or our prayers are not answered because there's something hindering our prayer. And in Daniel chapter 10, Daniel had been fasting and praying for 21 days. Now, for Daniel, a fast was, he said he fasted from pleasant food and from meat. And so, you know, Daniel didn't fast all food. He fasted pleasant food. And from what we understand, the other fast that Daniel went through, he fasted and just ate vegetables. He ate a lot of cabbage and simple vegetables and didn't eat any. But, you know, it's not what you fast. It's what your attitude is in seeking God. And so some people, they fast and they don't eat at all during 21 days. Some people fast maybe just one meal a day or two meals a day. Different kinds of fast that people do. And you just need to do fast however God leads you to fast. But the important thing is you understand why you're fasting. And fasting is not trying to get God to do what you want. Fasting is getting understanding from God. Because you see, oftentimes, like I said, we don't receive from God because there's something hindering our prayer. And for Daniel, after Daniel had fasted 21 days, an angel named Michael came to Daniel. And the angel told Daniel in Daniel chapter 10, verse 12, that the first day you begin to pray, that God heard your prayer. And God sent me with the answer, sent Michael, the angel, with the answer to give it to Daniel. But Michael said that there was a prince of the kingdom of Persia that withstood him. Now, what he's talking about there is a demonic force that was over the country of Persia. Persia was one of the countries during that time. And Persia was against Babylon. And so this prince of Persia's demonic force that was over Persia was hindering Daniel from receiving this revelation from God that he was seeking. And so he said, Daniel, God heard you the first day you prayed, but this prince of Persia, this demonic force, was hindering me coming. And another angel came and helped me, and I was able to overcome, and I was able to bring you the answer. So we saw that, you know, God heard Daniel's prayer the very first day, but something hindered Daniel from receiving the answer to his prayer. And oftentimes, when we pray, things hinder us from receiving the answer to our prayer. And sometimes it can be sin in our lives. Sometimes it can be things like unforgiveness. Jesus said, when you pray and you have anything against anybody, forgive them. Because Jesus said, God's not going to answer your prayer if you have unforgiveness. So maybe there's something in your life that is hindering God answering your prayer. And so we pray not to get something from God, because God already knows what we need. But we pray to get understanding from God, so we know how to receive what God wants to give us, so we understand the will of God. And there's three things that are important in fasting. And fasting is setting a time apart from God. So if you fast a meal, instead of doing something else, spend that time you would be eating, spend it with God. Spend it prayer. And the three things you need to do is prayer, worship, and the word. So when you're fasting, spend time worshiping God, spend time praying to God, and reading God's word. Because prayer and God's word bring revelation to you, bring understanding to you. God speaks through his word. God speaks as you pray by his spirit. Worship brings in the presence of God. And so you not only fast and pray and go to church, but you fast and pray at home. And Jesus said, when you fast and pray, don't let everybody know you're fasting and praying. No, you fast and pray in secret, and God who hears in secret will reward you openly. So fasting is something private that you do. And we fast, many people fast in January because they want wisdom and understanding as to what God wants to do in 2024. Now, I believe God's going to do great things in 2024. God's going to restore in 2024. And so what we need to do, we need to discover God's will for us in 2024. What changes do we need to make in our lives? What do we need to repent of? What do we need to turn away from? What is hindering the blessing of God? And so as we begin the new year, we allow God to begin to bring revelation knowledge to us on the things that need to change in our life. Maybe you are not born again and accepted Christ as your Savior. And so you need to accept Christ as your Savior and give your life to Jesus Christ. January is a good time to do that. And then you need to repent. It says, turn away from your sin. And the Bible says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin. That's not just for people who are non-believers. That's for believers. If God speaks to you about something that is not right in your life, then you need to confess that and repent from that. You know, I go to a prayer meeting every Thursday morning, and we're all praying together about what God wants to do in January. And some people begin in the prayer group. It was a small group of people. We get together every Thursday. And so we have a very close relationship. We are pastors and church leaders. And so we're willing to be open with one another. And there's a lady in our group who's a very powerful speaker and has a prophetic ministry and a prayer ministry. And she said the other day as she was praying to God, God spoke to her. And this woman has been doing ministry now for over 50 years. She's 86, and she still travels and drives her own car and speaks in big conferences all over the place. Very dynamic woman. And so she's been preaching for many, and she said, I was praying the other day, God, I want more revelation of you. I want to understand you more. I want more of your power and authority in my life. And God showed her something in her life where she had a judgment against her grandmother. And her grandmother was the one who raised her. And one day, one of the grandmother's other children, an aunt to this woman, got very sick, and she lived far away. And so the grandmother left taking care of the girl in someone else's hands, and she traveled to this other place to take care of this other family member. And while she was taking care of this family member, she herself died. And so this lady, a prophet, teacher, prayer warrior, God says, you've had bitterness in your heart against your grandmother because she left you, and while she was gone, she died. And you blame her for leaving you. And you need to repent from that and confess that. And you've also had bitterness against the family member that she went to visit and help during her time of need. And you need to call that family member up and confess that. And she did. And God did a great miracle in the other family member and restored their relationship. And God has brought this woman into a greater authority and power. See, in fasting, God revealed something to her that she needed to correct in her life. She was very successful, very powerful, but God wouldn't do something greater in 2024, and so God was revealing things to her. And so fasting is not trying to get God to do things for us. God's a loving, good God. He wants to provide our needs. But just like Daniel, there are things that sometimes hinder God answering our prayer, and we need to find out what those hindrances are, and we need to take care of those hindrances. So fasting is setting ourselves apart in worship, prayer, and the Word, seeking God's face, and allow God to reveal himself some things to you. Maybe even today during this broadcast, God's revealing some things to you. Maybe there's some things you already know about that aren't right that you need to take care of. Now, whatever it is. See, so fasting, you can fast however you want, but the key, the most important thing is that you're seeking God for wisdom and understanding and revelation for your life, or maybe your family member or somebody else, so that you can enter 2024 in a great way. And so I want to talk about, if I have time, talk about three important things about fasting, or three results of fasting. And the first one is fasting is focusing on God. See, when you fast, you don't focus on the problem. You don't focus on your need. You focus on God. See, a lot of times we're busy focusing on other things. We're trying to find a way to get money, trying to solve this problem. And we're looking at all kinds of things. We're busy running here and there, trying to take care of all these things. And during fasting, you're taking some time away and not trying to take care of all these problems. And you're focusing on God, because God is the source of everything you need. He's a source of wisdom, knowledge. He's a source of power. He's a source of forgiveness. He's a source of blessing. He's a source of healing. So you need to, fasting begins with focusing on God. In Luke chapter 12, verse 29 through 31, Luke 12, 29 through 31, Jesus says here, do not seek what you should eat or what you should drink, nor be anxious in your mind. For all these things the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows you need these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, and these things will be given to you or added to you. So he said, don't seek the things of the world. Don't seek food and clothes and all these other things that the world seeks. Don't seek for position and power. No, don't seek these things. Don't be anxious worrying about those things. No, he says, but the thing you need to seek God, and you need to seek the kingdom of God. You need to seek what's important to God. See, the world does not have the answer for you. The world does not have the solution. The problems are increasing in the world. So when we fast, we're focusing on God. We're seeking God and not the things. And we're seeking the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? In Luke 17, 20 and 21, Jesus talks about what the kingdom of God is. That's Luke 17, 20 through 21. And Jesus said, the kingdom of God does not come by observation. Nor will you say, here it is, or see it's there. For indeed, the kingdom of God is within you. So he said, you can't see the kingdom of God with your eyes. The kingdom of God is not a church. It's not anything out there. No, it's not. Kingdom of God is not in location. It's not in one place or another. It's not going to church, this kingdom. No, he said, the kingdom of God is in you. Now, it's important to go to church because together we pray and fast and seek God. My church is spending special time. Last night, we had a prayer meeting of over 400 people that were seeking and fasting and seeking God for God to move in our church. We're getting people saved almost every week. On January 1st, we had 24 people baptized. We have people baptized every month. Why? Not because we're good or better or anything else, but because we're seeking God, because God is the source. And when you see God, you can't fight with one another because you lay those things down. You lay differences down because you're all focused on one thing. You're all focused on God. You're not focused on what someone else does or jealousy or anything. No, you're focused on God. And so Jesus, focus on God and focus on the kingdom of God. And he said, the kingdom of God is not what's in the world, but the kingdom of God is within you because Jesus lives in you by the Holy Spirit. And so the kingdom of God is all over the world because the kingdom of God is in the hearts of millions of people. It is the greatest kingdom that there is. You are part of that kingdom if you're born again, and I'm part of that kingdom. I live in America and you live in Africa, but we're a part of the same kingdom of God. We're seeking the same things because we're all seeking the same things that God is seeking. We're not seeking what I want and what you want. No, we're seeking what God wants in our lives. Then in Romans 14:17, Paul says here, for the kingdom of God is not eating or drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So Jesus said, don't seek what you eat or drink. And Paul says, the kingdom of God is not eating or drinking. The kingdom of God is not what you have. The kingdom of God is not possessions. The kingdom of God is not a fine house. The kingdom of God is not a lot of money. No, the kingdom of God is not eating or drinking or things of the world, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Righteousness is a right relationship with God. So kingdom life is having a right relationship with God. And if you have a right relationship with God, you can have a right relationship with everybody else. And so the kingdom of God is righteousness, having a right relationship with God, which produces peace. You're not in conflict with other people. You're not worried about what's happening in the world. You're in peace because the kingdom is in you. You're walking in relationship with God. You have peace and you have joy. By the Holy Spirit, the peace and joy are the Holy. You know, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. So when you have the Spirit of God in you because the kingdom is in you, you walk in love, joy, and peace. You love everybody. You even love your enemies. Help them. Pray for them. And it's love, joy, and peace. It's long-suffering, patience, gentleness, meekness. That is the kingdom. That is the fruit of the Holy Spirit in our life. So as we focus on God, it begins to change us. It begins to change our attitude toward other people. It begins to change our attitude toward our circumstances because we begin to develop a God attitude instead of a selfish attitude in our lives. And in 2 Corinthians 3:18, it says, but we all with unveiled faces, this is 2 Corinthians 3:18, but we all with unveiled faces beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord are being changed into that same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. And we know a veil is put on, someone puts a veil on to hide their face so people can't see them or recognize them. But he says, we come to God with unveiled faces. And when you come to God in prayer and fasting, be open with God, be honest with God. You know, God knows everything about you. God knows your weaknesses. God knows everything that's wrong with you. No, you be honest with God. See, this lady opened up in our meeting and she was honest with us and she was honest with God, even though she was a very mature minister and leader of God. She was honest about it. So when you open and be honest with God and look to God, he says, look to the glory of God. The glory of God is God's nature and character. Then you're being changed into the same image of glory. You become more and more like Jesus Christ. You become more and more like God by the Spirit of God. The transformation happens by the Spirit of God. So as I focus on God, as I'm honest with God, as I seek God's face, not what I want, not what other people want, not focusing on, no, seek God's face, there is a transformation that happens in me, and I become more and more like Jesus Christ. And as I become more like Christ and the kingdom of God grows in me, then everything else that I need is going to be supplied to me because God already knows what we need. But there's something that hinders it in our life, and God wants to remove that thing so that our prayers are answered. The second purpose of fasting is to increase our faith. So it's focusing on God, and fasting increases our faith. In Jude only has one chapter, chapter 1, verse 20 and 21. It says, but you, beloved, building yourself up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercies of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. So what is he doing? He says, you, beloved, building yourself up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. So when you pray in the Spirit, how do you pray in the Spirit? You're not praying according to your will. You're praying according to the Spirit of God. Say, Holy Spirit, what do you want me to pray? You know, I pray for people that I don't see. I pray for people in Africa, people in other countries of the world. And I say, Holy Spirit, what do you want me to pray for that individual? And the Holy Spirit helps me to know how to pray for that individual. So, you see, when you let the Holy Spirit pray, he reveals things to you, and he builds up your faith. So when you pray in the Spirit, it builds up your faith. But you, beloved, building yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. So I just pray in the Spirit. I pray sometimes in English, and, you know, in Acts chapter 2, they receive what they call the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and they spoke in other languages. And so, you know, when I pray, God has given me what I call a heavenly language. And the Spirit prays through me in a language that I don't fully understand. But the Holy Spirit, Paul says, the Holy Spirit prays through you in ways you don't understand because he's praying according to the will of God. So when we fast and pray, it builds up our faith. So say, Holy Spirit, help me to know how to pray. And as you begin to fast and pray, spend time in God's Word because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So as you spend time fasting, spending time in God's Word, spending time in praying by the enablement of the Holy Spirit, revelation comes, change comes in your life, power and authority comes in your life, faith rises in your life. Why? Because not because you're focusing on the problem, because you're focusing on God. You're focusing on the Word of God. And you're allowing God by His Holy Spirit to bring transformation and change to your life. See, God wants to do something great in 2024. But God needs to change us and prepare us for what he wants to do in 2024. In Matthew chapter 17, we see a story where Jesus had gone on the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, some people brought a young boy that was been under an evil spirit controlled by a demon and cast him in the fire and everything. And the father brought him to the disciples, and disciples tried to cast him out in the name of Jesus, but they were unsuccessful. And so when Jesus came down off the mountain, the father came to Jesus and said, you know, I took my son to your disciples, and they tried to cast the demon out, but they were unable to do it. And so in Matthew 17, verse 20, so Jesus said to them, he's talking to disciples, Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for surely I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. However, this does not go out except by prayer and fasting. No, you don't pray and fast for the demon to come out. You pray and fast to come into the authority to cast the demon out. See, Jesus was on the mountain praying. See, Jesus walked in authority because he said, I only do what the Father tells me to do. I only speak what the Father tells me to speak. He said, I speak with the authority of my Father. I don't speak on my own. I only speak what the Father tells me to speak. See, Jesus walked in the authority of the Father. And so when we fast and pray, It brings out the authority of God in us. The authority of God, so that we can come against the works of the enemy, so we can bring healing and deliverance and salvation to people. That authority comes through fasting and praying. That authority comes through focusing on God. And when we focus on God, our faith arises. Authority comes in because our authority comes from our relationship with God. Our authority does not come from a worldly position or a position in the church. Our authority comes from God Almighty Himself. And we do, and our authority increases as we spend time in fasting, in prayer, worship, and the Word. In Matthew 7, 7 through 9, Jesus said, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be doors open. For everyone who asks, receive. He who seeks, find. And he who knocks will open to them." In other words, persevere. Not only persevere in prayer, persevere in the Word, seeking God's will, seeking God's understanding. You know, sometimes we persevere in prayer for things, and there's nothing wrong with that. But God is the one who knows all things. Jesus said, God already knows all things that you need. You know, so seek the kingdom of God first. You know, so prayer is focusing on God. Prayer is allowing the Holy Spirit to build up our faith. And as we focus on God and our faith grows in God and God transforms and changes our life, we come into a place where God begins to answer our prayers and God begins to give us what we need. Why? Not because we're seeking for what we need, but we're seeking God. We're knocking on God's door. We're pursuing Him because He is the answer to everything that we need. He's the answer to our nation. He's the answer to our family. He's the answer to every problem. Seek God first and His kingdom, and all these things will be added unto you. The last thing is when we pray and fast, it brings the future into us. And you can look in Jeremiah 29, verse 11 through 14. And I'm not going to have time to read it, but Jeremiah 29, 11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find when you search for me with all your heart." So praying and fasting prepares our future. See, oftentimes you don't receive things when you're praying and fasting. Praying and fasting is hard work, but God answers prayer in the future. So prayer and fasting is kind of like sowing seed in your shamba. You sow seed in your shamba, and you have to wait for the seed to sprout and for the harvest to come. Prayer and fasting is preparing for the future. Jeremiah said, "I know the thoughts I think to you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and hope. Then you will call upon me and pray, and you will find me." So God wants to do a work in us as we enter in 2024. I want to encourage you in January, whatever kind of fast or whatever God leads you to do, set some time apart to seek God's face and allow God to change you, change your circumstance so that He can reveal His glory and His power in your life. Lord God, we just worship You today. I just thank You for every person that's listened to the voice of hope today. Lord God, I pray that they will focus on You, seek You with all their heart, seek Your kingdom, Lord God. And as they do, faith will arise in their heart, Lord God, and You will establish their future in You, Lord Jesus. Because our future is not in the world, our future is in You. I pray Your blessings upon every person. Listen to the voice of hope today. Keep them by Your power. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I want to encourage your friends to listen to the voice of hope every Sunday afternoon so you can receive an encouraging word for the Lord to walk out your life with God. God bless you.